Welcome back to another episode of Caffeinated and Opinionated with your host, Hells Bells. I am recording this on Saturday morning rather than Sunday because there's a lot of things I'm trying to get done lazily around my house this weekend. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and hop right on into it. Today I have a few things I would like to cover. I may not be any expert on these things, but I'd like to give my opinion on them regardless. So there is a YouTuber that I watch whose name is August the Duck, and August likes to poke fun and watch some cringe videos, and so I've been watching him cover some cringe videos, as well as you may or may not have seen or heard of, I guess, the channel Darman. It pops up on my Facebook all the time, and I tend to watch those videos when I'm bored and on lunch at work. And usually it's about quote-unquote teaching life lessons. So watching August cover some of those videos, I watched him do a 2.5 hour long compilation video of Darman videos. And it kind of got me thinking about some things, and some things I wanted to give an opinion on. Now, these opinions are regarding children, and parenting of children, or being a teacher, and, you know, how I would handle things, or how I would handle or run a classroom, that kind of scenario. Which, you know, I may not have children, probably won't ever have children. Despite what I may say, it would be nice at one point in my life to have children, but I highly doubt that would happen. And especially around the holidays right now, it's depressing to think that, yes, I would like to have, children, or I would like to have a family. But I'm sure that's not ever gonna happen. Get to spend my holidays super lonely. It's real great. It's really my favorite. It's something I've thought about a lot recently, probably because my Facebook as well as other social media is saturated with people getting married and having children, which are two experiences I will never ever get to have, and not by choice. That being said, like I said, I did want to be a teacher at one point, so I feel like I can at least give my perspective definitely on that and how I would have handled things in a classroom. So, two of the videos that I watched were two smaller children, definitely elementary school age, pretending to be brothers. The first one was in regards to these two children taking, for some reason, a final exam. From home in a virtual setting. And of course, if you know me, you know that I wanted to be a band director, music teacher, mostly band director. But I wanted to be a music teacher. That was my lifelong goal. That's what I wanted to be. And then I got to the point where I was like, teachers don't make a lot of money. I don't think I could do this. For everything that teachers have to do and go through. Teachers are wonderful individuals who sacrifice a lot of things, time, their own resources to not get back as much as they put in. And so that's kind of why I didn't want to be a teacher. That as well as I feel like teachers are consistently viewed under a microscope for every move that they make. I never wanted to be caught out at a bar having a drink, you know, or be seen out on a date or something like that. And, you know, parents have a problem with it. You know, I didn't want to consistently be in fear that I would lose my job for something. So the video I'm watching, once again, like I said, these two students, they're in the same class, they're siblings, supposedly siblings, twins, not real sure. It didn't really go into depth on that backstory there, but this teacher sets up an entire fake website with all of the answers to this test scrambled. Okay. Well, the kid that's like slacking off, of course, finds this website. He's like, I ain't studying. I don't got to. And like, okay, kid, I totally understand. I get you. And the other kid is like, I'm studying, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, he's like the little nerd, the goody two-shoes, whatever, okay? So, teacher gives the test. The one student who studied does the test, makes perfect 100. The other student utilizes what he thinks is a cheat sheet that somebody put up, which is actually a trap set up by their teacher to catch students cheating. Gets a 0 because all the test answers are correct, but they are scrambled. So teacher's like, you got a 0. So I'm thinking about this, and as someone who does this on a day-to-day basis with their own job, this is also kind of why I feel this way. But if I were a teacher, I'm not going to stop students from quote-unquote cheating, okay? Because I don't look at it as cheating. I look at you using resources as just what life is going to allow us to do. I have never had to do anything as an adult in life where I didn't have some sort of resources to use. You know, my current job has an entire database with all the rules and things that we have to go by to do our job. I mean, there's an entire database. We have an entire OneNote set up with all the extra things and how to find them. We have resources at my current job, okay? If you work at a restaurant, a lot of times the recipes are written down. Sometimes there's placards that like are hung up in the kitchen that tell you how to add, like how many ounces of this goes into this dish or whatever. There are so many cheat sheets and guides and resources that we are allowed to use in our life. Much like I'm sure everybody that's old enough to remember remembers our teachers telling us that we're not always going to have a calculator. Yes, ma'am, I do. If I don't have access to my phone with a calculator at work because I'm not allowed to have my phone, I at the very least have access to a calculator on my desktop computer. I don't need to be able to do math mentally. Do I do math mentally? Yes, if it's easy enough, but I don't have to. I'm not forced to do this. So it really irritates me that we've gone through all of our lives with our teachers, you know, and I'm not saying it's them per se, but if I were a teacher, I would have absolutely no issues with my students using resources. I think the only resource that I would not allow to be used would be another student. And that's only because you're interrupting their time doing their test. You're causing them to maybe fall behind. Maybe they're not going fast enough at their own pace. And so they need that extra time rather than having you ask them for help. So I think that if I were to have been a teacher, that'd be, and of course it's a little different when you're, you know, a band teacher. It's not like, hey man, how do I play like this lick here? You know, like how do I play this phrase? You know, it's not going to be necessarily like that. But you know, if you're a math teacher, and let's say you forget the quadratic formula, if you forget negative b plus or minus square root of b square minus 4 times a times c all over two, oh god dang, it's been a while since I've taken algebra one. I think I was in 8th grade, but I was kind of singing it to the tune of Gilligan's Island, because anybody that ever had Miss Davis at Robinson Middle School knows exactly why I'm singing that to the tune of Gilligan's Island, because that's how she taught us how to learn the quadratic formula. And here I am put on the spot and I kind of forget it, but nonetheless, I see absolutely no issue with, you know, if my students were to forget something, to allow them to use their resources, their textbook, their notes, slideshow decks, anything, honestly. I don't think I would ever be a teacher who was going to prevent a student from utilizing said resources. Because once again, the world doesn't stop you from using your resources. Every job I've ever seen has some sort of cheat sheet resources where you can get and confirm that you're doing the correct thing. So I don't think that it's fair to treat students in that same manner where they can't utilize their resources. Once again, aside from using another student who is also busy taking the same test. Now, if you're, you know, the student's not taking a test because they've already finished or whatever, I'm still not going to ask you to bug them. Just like leave them be. But once again, all other resources other than people are considered available to you. But that's just me. So that was one perspective that I had, and I wasn't sure how other people might take it, especially people that might be teachers. But once again, I feel like utilizing your resources is just smart, because once again, you're gonna have that ability in life when you get to a job. Some college professors may even allow you to use resources, because college is a whole other ball game in comparison to high school, middle school, elementary school, whatever. But that was my take on that, and one of the things that I had on my mind. One of the other things that I had on my mind was, so there was another video that was covered in this episode, and in this video, it was the same two children being the same two brother and sister, or brother and sister, being the same two brothers, And in this scenario, there was a test that they were to be taking at school. And the kid, the obviously the smart one who studied it in the last one, is obviously ready to go take this test. The other student is pretending to be sick. The test isn't the first day. The kid pretends to be sick day one, which is the day before the test, day two, which is the day of the test, and day three, which is the day after the test, so that it doesn't look like he was just skipping for the test. It looks like he was legitimately sick. Now, I know that sometimes children want to skip school. I was never one who really skipped school. I tried to go to school as frequently as possible because then I knew if I really wanted to take day off, it was a lot easier to get away with it. So I'm under the impression, once again, I don't have children, and I know this kid was just faking it to get out of a test. If I were a parent, I feel like, and you guys can disagree with me if you want, I feel like I would allow my child 3 days a semester for mental health days. And I know this isn't necessarily mental health day, but if mental health day means I need to stay home and study even extra for this test, I'm totally here for that. But you only get 3 a semester. If you don't use all 3, they do not roll over. I, of course, would not hold that against my child if they were legitimately sick, but as someone who has mental health issues themselves, and as someone who has had to call out of work because they've had a bad day mentally, of course, I haven't had to do that in a while, because, you know, more responsibility on me now, but of course, when I had less responsibilities, I've called out for mental health reasons before. Of course, I didn't tell my boss that. It was more like, I'm sick. You know, and really, you're just not having a good day mentally, but you can't call in and be like, I'm really having a panic attack today, and I cannot come in. It's not how that works, unfortunately, in the real world. So if my children's, you know, if I ever had children, once again, very, very highly unlikely, if I ever did have a child, that would be a bargain that I would have with them. You know, if you ever feel that you are having a bad day mentally, you are allowed to take off from school. Keep in mind, you only get 3 of those a semester, 6 total for the year. And I don't think that's a lot. I just wouldn't want my child to, you know, go overboard and then, you know, truancy issues, that kind of scenario. But I do think that allowing and having that kind of understanding relationship with your child is a good way for them to be able to come to you when they need you, be able to come to you when they need help. Because honestly, the household I grew up in, I didn't have that. I didn't have that kind of love and support. Of course, if I would have lived with my mom, it would have been a different story, but I didn't live with my mom, and so, unfortunately, I didn't have a loving and understanding parent who gave a shit about my mental health. So, there's that. But, nonetheless, I feel like that's just good parenting tactic, is, like I said, to allow your child to, if they need to have a mental health day, that they can, and show them that, you know, there's... You can call out of work occasionally, you know, and like I said, obviously you can't be like, hey, my mental health is not real well today, and call out and just be like, hey, I'm sick. But once again, I would want my child to come with me and tell me they're having a bad health day mentally, and then we can see what we can do to get that fixed for them. If they need medication, if they need, you know, to start seeing a therapist, if they just need a day at home because they just feel... You know, if you're somebody who's an introvert, you might understand this a little bit more. But if you're somebody who just feels overwhelmed with social interaction, you might understand that a little bit. And you just need a day at home, I can totally get that because been there, done that. You're like, I'm so overwhelmed with social interaction that I just need away from people. Also, if you hear that noise, I apologize. That is me erasing a whiteboard. It's my calendar whiteboard that I have not updated since July, and I just looked over and I was like, oh no, this is bothering me. But like I said, I think having that open and honest communication with your children is going to go a long way. As somebody who didn't have it, I would have loved to have had that ability to come to a parent and be like, hey, listen, I'm really just having a bad mental health day. I need to take a day off from school. Or I didn't study enough for this test. I'm very worried about it. I need one extra day, please, so that I could feel confident going to take it tomorrow, rather than today. That open communication is something that children appreciate, whether you as a parent believe it or not. I don't have children to speak on, but once again, I have been a child myself who grew up in a household that wasn't very good, so I can at least give my perspective on things that I wish I would have had from my own parent. Something I would have appreciated and that would have, you know, gone so far with me in life to remember, hey, my parent actually cared about my well-being, cared about my mental health. Because other than my mom and stepdad, that was not something I ever got. But nonetheless. So I don't have a whole lot other. That's just two topics that, once again, I was watching that and I was like, man, you know, if I was in these situations, this is how I would handle children, I suppose. Once again, don't have children. The likelihood of that ever happening are basically zero. Once again, not by choice, but luck of the draw, I suppose. So that's all I have for you. I think what I'm going to try and do to cure my own depression is, once again, it is Saturday. I think I'm going to try and drag out some Christmas decor. Is it going to help? Probably not. It's probably going to make it worse. I don't really know, but there's no way to know until we find out. Plus it's a lot of Christmas decor, so I'd like to go ahead and get started on it to at least appreciate my hard work for a little bit longer than, a month. Because normally I am the kind of put it up the day after Thanksgiving and take it down New Year's Day. Or January 2nd, like either or. So that's where that stands, but I am going to go ahead and that's all I have for today. So I hope that everybody has a wonderful rest of your weekend and a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. If you are somebody who has no one to celebrate with because you don't have family, you don't have children, you don't have significant others, you have little to no friends, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Don't get too discouraged. I know that this is a very difficult time of year for some people. But keep your head up, and regardless, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, no matter what you do. You can at the very least be thankful for things in your life that you do have going right for you. And that's how I'm going to try to spend mine. Because as awful as a life as I currently have, I can at least try to be thankful that I do have a mom that loves me, even though she's unfortunately 6 hours away. Same for my stepdad, stepsister, you know, those kinds of things. And then the few friends that I have from work that I'm pretty close with, because I don't have a whole lot more. But have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you all next weekend on another episode of Caffeinated and Opinionated. Thanks, guys.